Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I noticed that generally, most of the things that scriptures that appear to be very regular or common among Christians, they represent a high percentage of non-compliance among Christians. So if the scripture that we are going to be considering tonight, if it is anything like we know it to be, if you have been in a true church, Christian church fellowship, most likely even on campus, you would have heard this particular verse read during Bible study over and over again. But it appears that an average Christian is still surprised when God speaks, because there's just something about our response when it seems that the Lord is about to say something. We are sometimes looking very surprised or amazed. So today I want to, since this is a prophetic church, let's look again at this matter. Peradventure, maybe the core scripture which we will consider in verse 14, maybe that scripture is not the problem, but the scriptures surrounding it. So please, you need to stay with me. Let's read from verse 13. John. So, please put up the scripture if you have it. Romans chapter 8 from verse 13. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Holy Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, that scripture is an emphatic statement. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, whereby you will cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, let's do a short Bible study. Now, from the 13th verse, you know, I just pushed a narrative to us. And I said, if we are not able to come into the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it may not be the problem of verse 14. It may be a problem of verse 13. The scriptures surrounding verse 13 and verse 15. Verse 13 and verse 15. I don't think there's any genuine Christian that really does not want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I think that being led by the Holy Spirit is actually the advantage a Christian has over any other person. The ability to go into the place of prayer and come out with an answer, a clear answer. You know, or you go into your study with your Bible and you are studying and God begins to bring some level of guidance about decisions that you're about to make. Sometimes, in fact, way back, what I understood many times way back is that you might even be studying your Bible in the morning and God will begin to speak to you about that day from reading your Bible. All right? God begins to speak to you about that day you are going into, and he will give you clear instructions. He say, when you get to the office, do this, do this, do this, before you do this. Those kind of instructions and meditations came from your private study. But today, because a generation rose ahead of our generation that lost those experiences, Or let me say, they didn't prioritize those experiences. So anything we do not emphasize, we lose. Anything a generation does not teach adequately, the next generation will struggle with it. All right? So, very briefly, let's consider verse 13. He said, if you leave, and this is actually something we should take from verse 1. If you leave after the flesh, you shall die. Now, do we have this in Amplified or maybe Message translation? Let's consider what, let's break down this. Now, when you read the King James Version, you may be tempted to think that, oh, King James is God's language. King James is not God's language. It was the language that they spoke when they translated the Bible. But it's still very close to the most accurate translation. So let's break it down. I want you to, you see that word, if you live after the flesh. Now let's break it down. What does it mean to live after the flesh? Because some people try to spiritualize everything. Let's break it down. Because the most important thing is understanding. So that when you are being ruled by the flesh, you don't need a prophet to tell you. You just know. Alright, put up that scripture. He said, if you live according to what? The dictate. What is another word for dictate? According to the instructions. What other language can we use to help those who may be hearing this for the first time? Huh? The leading. Uh-huh. What else? Sir? If we depend... No. I need something more. If you are ruled by your flesh. Huh? What else? If you live... thank you. Prompting. Now, let me give you a very good word. If you live according to the desires... emotions, desires, yeah. So, emotion, if you're always ruled by your emotions, if you make decisions based on how you feel, on what you want, on what you think is right, without consideration to the word of the Lord, you are living after the flesh. Are we together so far? Now, how many of you know that there are so many major decisions we make in our life, and we just make that decision based on parameters that are in front of us? Okay, this has done this, this person has done that, so let me do this. You know, it's like a business decision. You just do it because you feel that, okay, this is probably what's going to be in my best interest. But let's put up that scripture again. He said, if you live according to the desires, the instructions, the rulership, the promptings of your flesh, you will surely die. So, what or who is the flesh? Who can help us out? Please, maybe we need another mic, Pastor Tokwe. Human nature. The human nature. Okay, please, any other person? When we say the flesh, when you say human nature, what do you mean by human nature, please? you use the language, so you should explain to us. You are the preacher now, so just go ahead. Please activate that mic. Go ahead. Just tell me, when you say human nature, what do you mean? Me, I understand you, but our friends from Switzerland may not know what you are talking about.
Tempting. Like to tempting.
Sorry, I didn't get that. No, use the mic. You know, we are online. Yeah. So you need to use the mic. The human nature.
Pleasures. Yeah? Pleasures.
So you made a statement, then you started thinking about what you said. Okay. Pleasures. Please, do we have any other definition for what the flesh is?
Okay, the part of man that antagonizes the Spirit of God.
Confirm. Pastor David is saying so. Busai, are you saying something?
I said body. Your body.
No, please use the mic.
I said body.
Your body. Yes. Which body?
This body.
everything your body tells you. That's the only
thing. Wait. Are you talking about the human body?
Yes.
That the body. God said is his temple.
That's what came to my mind. So yes.
No, you see. No, wait. So we don't need to be giving mixed signals. If you say the body, we have a spirit body, we have a soul body, we have a physical body. If you say physical body, there might be a problem. Because that's the body that the Holy Spirit lives in. So that body cannot work against God.
Okay. Should I say our five senses? If we live by our five senses,
yes,
then we would die.
That's what she's saying. But when you say body, you are for somebody who is into language, who is a linguist and is a Christian, he will have problem with you. Unfortunately, she is a linguist. That's what she's taught. She's a linguist. Oh yeah, let Pastor David. Who else raised their hand? So I don't.
Okay, the flesh.
From, you wrote it down somewhere?
Yes, from my notes.
Oh my God. You have a note on the flesh?
Yes,
sir. Oh my God. See, these are serious Christians. He just brought the note out.
The flesh is something that opposes God. It seeks sinful gratification.
Come. All right, please.
So, I said the flesh is something that opposes God.
The flesh is that person or that thing, that instinct that opposes God.
Yeah. It seeks sinful gratification.
It seeks sinful gratification. Gratification means what? Satisfaction.
Satisfaction, to please. And also, the flesh is a built-in law of failure.
It is a built-in law.
An inbuilt law of failure in you.
Pastor David. Pastor David. Now, this is deep. Don't go beyond this level. Because the moment you said that, I wanted to put you on the stage, give you a seat. Then we'll begin to discuss this so that We can use hallelujah. This is powerful. All right. Now, when was the flesh born? This flesh that the Bible says if we are ruled by it, we will die. This flesh was not always in existence. There was a day the flesh rose up and became an enemy of God. When was that day? Don't say Eve, because there are two people that disobeyed God. You need to support your gender. You need to, you know, this is the problem. Some people are in the Senate now, they are not supporting their gender.
Eve and Adam. Adam and Eve.
The first couple, the first family, the day they decided that God's mind and opinion was not enough for them, and that God gave them a brain so that they can make their own decisions. The day man stopped listening to God actively, the flesh was born. And the moment the flesh was born, he could not die again. Okay. Thank you. Please just hold on. You might be getting up very soon. Please put up that scripture. Now that we know who Mr. Flesh is, the flesh is that instinct, is that brother, it's not a brother, is that, is that law, come on, is a law, the law of what? Sin and death. Is that law that goes against everything? The flesh might be asleep until God says, don't go out this morning. Yeah. Then the flesh will say, why not? As he is in this world, so are you. Maybe you did not hear God. Pastor said you cannot marry that person. But pastor went home last night and he went to stay with his wife. Pastor said you should not go with that. If pastor wants to choose, Pastor is not trying to choose anything. Pastor has seen that that brother is an Igbo smoking demon. And that if you go with him, you have to be ready to treat heart conditions. And, you know, you are a secondary smoker. You become a secondary smoker. So, pastor is just telling you, because you are too much in love to see it. I know when people are in love, they don't see things again. People who fall in love become blind. So, that's why you need a pastor. Because a pastor is not in love with you. And he's not in love with the brother. So, he can tell you, sister, this thing you are doing is wrong. Put up that scripture. He said, if you live according to the dictates of this flesh, if you live according to the leadership, if you allow yourself to be guided by rationality, your rationality may be right, but in the matter that pertains to God, your rationality is always wrong. Always. Because your rationality is built around what it can understand, interpret, relate with. So the scripture says, if you follow the dictates of flesh, you surely die. So the word surely suggests to us that you cannot avoid it. You will die. This is your end point. He said, but if through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the evil deeds prompted by the body. So how does the flesh speak to us? He prompts us from this scripture. The flesh will never tell you. It will just make you understand, like, it will just be doing you one kind. That, you are the only one who understands that language. You see the way the flesh is speaking that language. If any other person say, what's that? Rubbish. Noise. But you see you. That is Femi. Is Femi. You understand? I was wondering where Femi was. It's not this Femi. This Femi is married. You need to get me a replacement Femi, because so that I can be saying Femi too. He said, if that means if Satan wants to lead me away from God, he will never come to me and say, leave God. He will use suggestions. But you see, the goal of the enemy suggesting is not just to take us away from the mind of God or the will of God. It is to make us ultimately become ungovernable by the Holy Spirit. You didn't hear that? I said the real goal of this such that anytime anybody says, why are you late to church? Because you stopped over at Kunle's house. You will become offended. You may not even be showing, because a lot of us have mastered the art of being offended, but we have a smile on our face. So people may not even know that they have offended you. Some of us don't even know how to hide. You just notice that we are not smiling. Me, I fear those who can be offended and they are smiling. May God open your eyes. You're those kind of people, you need to know that this one is angry. But you may not know, because her face is always looking calm. But she's looking for where she's going to crepe you. For those of you watching from America, there's a word called crepe. And it's not what you think. It's Oshabale. So the goal of this verse 13, the assignment the flesh has received, is to make it extremely difficult for you to be governable. You become ungovernable by the Holy Spirit. It becomes very difficult for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the task of the Holy Spirit is to teach you to the point where you become leadable. And that is why you find very fervent Christians who will tell you, either findeth a good wife. Yes, you are right. Whether Muhammad came to the mountain or the mountain, there was a coming. So there are some people who believe that loving somebody is a sign that it is God, because God is love. I like to use this example of mine because everybody is involved, including one that calls herself a feminist. Somebody can be shouting feminism, but she will be hiding to give birth to twins, triplets. You understand? You won't know until she comes out and says, "Oh, I just had a baby." Then you now realize that you've already fought with your husband and told him to get the hell out because you are your mentor. Meanwhile, your mentor has not been around for a while. You didn't know that she was having a baby. That's why being a pastor is such a difficult job, because you have to preach about something for which the standard you are also trying to attain. You are not there, but you have to preach it like you are there. Are you here? Eh? You have to preach it like you are there, even though you are not there. I know one pastor, he can't preach a message without talking about his wife. I'm telling you, anytime I say, "Have you seen my wife this morning? Have you seen my wife?" I say, "Okay, I'll preach your message. Have you seen my wife?" Later I realized that it was not by chance. So he was using it to pursue all the young ladies in the church. He was doing it deliberately. That was his own way of protecting himself. So I said, "Okay, if this is your own way, continue." But I assure you that the day that you drop your guard, Mr. Flesh is waiting around the corner to suggest Fatima to you again. Yes. So don't even begin to think that you have gotten to one level. The moment you think like that, you are falling. Yes. Please, what is the goal of Mr. Flesh? To make you, to bring you to the point where you become unleadable, ungovernable by the Holy Spirit, so that without the enemy even trying, verse 14 is nullified in your life. Are you with me? So you see that most times in our, we just go straight to verse 14. But I told you, I said the reason why verse 14 is failing could be because the shock absorber in verse 13, the mechanic removed it and ran away with it. So now, Paul is teaching us, and he says, for all, come on, say all. Your pastor may not be among these people. Your pastor, that your favorite artist, may not be among them. There was one artist that in those days we used to listen to him. He used to break dance. And we Christians on campus used to use his cassette and CD to encourage ourselves that we are not losing anything by following Jesus. That we have, if you want a revolution, if you want anything, they are here. So we were doing that too. We played. When the world, they are playing Lil' Kim and there's one guy then that used to wear punk, all this black American. There were some popular artists. We had our own. We didn't consider that the guy was not being discipled. So if you see a musician that you like, it may be a good time to ask him, "Who is your pastor? And I need to know what you believe." Because some people, you know, the thing about singing is that you don't really need any conviction to sing. Yeah. It's not like preaching. Huh? "I will lift my hands, my worship to you as the incense." You can do it and shake and cry and do all that. The same way you would have done if you were singing a secular song. And because emotions mirror the anointing. Emotions mirror the anointing. So you may not be too quick to know that this person is an artist, not a minister. But I like some of them because sometimes you just want to do your tumba. And that's what some of you don't understand about some of us. We don't want them when we want tumba. Eh? That's why I like my Ayefele. Eh? Some of these popular artists, I listen to them when I'm not really interested in hearing God. The moment I decide that I want to be serious with my life, I throw them out. I don't need them. They are not useful. They are like a noise. They are like noise in the midst of reality. So I don't need them. All these popular Nigerian artists, I don't listen to them. Because I've listened to them. I look at it, I say, these ones are just trying to blow. When they blow, somebody challenged Brother Kirk on the streets of America. And the things he was saying out of his mouth, you will never know this guy was the one that many of us listened to for years. He was behaving like an unbeliever. If you put somebody on the side and say, oh, what are you doing? You're in love with a man to man. It's not, say, no, love. Which love? I thought you prophesied about a revolution. Is this the revolution? Come on, bro. You know, so where you need to follow people, following people who are not led, who are not governable, people who think that their gift gives them a right to speak. Are you still with me now? You have to be very careful. Sometimes you may lose touch on that. In fact, if you are a prophet, you must master the ability to preach and teach. If not, your gift can be suspect. Yes. And if you cannot preach or teach, God must give you a preacher or a teacher to support you. If not, you are a ballistic missile. One day you just come and tell people to start rolling on sand. Junior TB Joshua is rising everywhere. But nobody can challenge them because they have result. They have result. So the moment you fail in verse 13, and let me please just bring this home a bit because of our time. This actually should be a series. If you spend your time fixing verse 13, verse 14 may not be hard. Because you see, please put up verse 13. You see, this verse 13, everything, you see, if you live according to, you see the word according to, what's it telling you? There is someone trying to dictate how your life should be. Is that not what the Holy Spirit is also trying to do? So the moment you begin to live by your passion, and I tell you, if you find that, for instance, you are in love with somebody, fantastic, God is love. After you know that you love this person, now, excuse yourself. Write the person's name on a plain sheet of paper in capital letter. Then go to your prayer room. Put the name, take a stone, put it on four corners so that no fan or wind will, and then you now see it's a confirmation. No. So, then you say, Father, this one is desirable to me. I don't know what my future may be, even though I know my future in you is secure. This person may be the definition of who I want today, but I am not sure if it will be the definition for my future. So, Holy Spirit, you are my Lord. If he is not the one, let every affection in my soul begin to die. You see, it takes a man who fears the Lord's opinion to pray that prayer. You know, some people just want to be married, even if it's for one day. Come on, are you here? Are you here? This is the way we were taught to. This is the way we were taught. And I'm not joking. This is the way we were taught. That there are prayers we pray. Everything will look all right. There are some prayers I have on my left hand. I don't give it out. They are marital prayers, but I don't give them out until there's an emergency. Like somebody who wants to get married, there seems to be some problems with clarity. I will tell you, take these two prayer points. Only pray it for 4 days or 3-4 days. If you pray more than that, everything will scatter. So just pray these kind of prayers. There's a way we pray it. And you will just, all 10 out of 10 times, the marriage doesn't happen again. So I don't share those prayer points with people again. Because now people will say, he's the one that told me to pray. So please, marry your problem. Amen. The Lord will. But if you press me, and I see that you are sincere, I will give you the prayer point. But I'll give it to people, and I saw the way it destroyed them. But eventually, they were happy. But initially, they were very sad. You know what it means? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks to your marriage. You now, that prayer will now make the other person behave in a way that contradicts what you thought you were going to. Hey, you smoke? You say, no, just once. It's just a week. It's a weakness. Ah! It's a I cannot marry. Ah! Are you are hiding. He said, no, don't misunderstand me. It's just something I'm working. Hey, you know? That's how you'll be working on it. Till you now bring me, I don't marry again. But you may not know, because women, you need to know that it's not only you that have mastered the art of hiding. Many men have gone to professional school and learned the art of hiding from women. There are many women on TikTok and Instagram teaching us now how to deal with you people. But you will not know. It is we, the men, that are seeing them, because the algorithm pushes them to us. So he said, this is how we think. This is how you should do. When she starts crying, ignore her. That's what they tell us. Say, the moment a woman knows that she can control you, she will lose her respect for you. Say, oh, really? Say, don't be too nice to her. Hey, please, who has been? Are you probably looking? Am I the only one seeing these videos? Hey. If I tell you the people mentoring me now, they are not mentoring me. I'm joking. You just turn on your phone, the video just pops in. I don't even know their names, but they are always coming. So I imagine that if my, as holy as my devices, these things are coming. I wonder what is coming to the devices of other people. So many times when people are praying and say, Lord, I want to know your will, God is, my will is not the problem. The problem is that you are under another government. That's the problem. So even if I tell you, go forward, the Lord that you have become used to listening to, the voice that you have become used to following, the prompting, that thing, like, I was just thinking, I feel I should do it this way. You know, you are never sure about God's voice, but you are sure about this one. That prompting, that, like, I just feel, you know, I don't know, I just have this feeling in my heart. That voice that you have mastered, because you fail to listen to this type of message, is one of the reasons why verse 14, which states that all those who are led by what? The Spirit of God are what? Now, let me also take a moment to tell you that the sons of God being referred to here are matured sons. In the scripture, the word sonship is not really in the way we white Americans use it. To be a son means that you have matured to the point where you can use your father's name. That's why you hear that scripture. I think they do that ceremony at the age of 12. Say, today you are my son, today have I begotten you. Which means if you are 12 years and above, and you have gone through that ceremony, if you walk into any meeting where there are elders, you can sit. If your dad is not there. And you will be given the same honor that your dad, if he was there, would have been given. And your voice in that meeting will be the voice of your father. So that was the principle for which they were going to crucify Jesus, when he was saying, I am my father, we are one. A lot of Christians struggle with the issue of discerning the voice of God. And it is not anything to be proud about. And I'm telling you that the root cause for many of us is that we are up, though we are in Christ, but we submit to a different government. And that government is speaking to us. That government is telling you to be realistic. That government is telling you to what? To do you. To protect your heart. God is not in the business of protecting hearts. God is in the business of taking hearts. Because until God can take your heart, he doesn't claim you. That's the whole idea of salvation. You bring your heart and you give it to him. But not to give it to him and take it back. So this is, there's a whole lot around this issue of verse 13 that we need to flog, but time will fail us right now. So that's the first item I want you to look at. So for you to be able to discern and know and begin to come into accurate hearing,
Discernment. Because the method through which the flesh speaks to you is also the same method through which the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. So that is why there cannot be two captains in that ship. The same way, through promptings, through desires. Are you with me? Through the witness. You just have this inner witness. The same way, if you check the flesh, that is how we operate. So you have to unlearn. And one of the ways to unlearn, are you ready? Through Bible study. Come on, say Bible study. It's through Bible study. The reason why many people are not even aware that even though they are Christians, they are under a different government, is because they don't know enough of the word of God, the character of God, the righteousness of God, the love of God, the judgment of God. They don't know enough of it. That is why they feel. I was watching a video yesterday, just popped up. I've not gone to Instagram for a while, but I just, out of boredom, stumbled there yesterday. And a lady was leading praise worship in church, and she wore tattered jeans. Like, from here all the way down, was shredded. So this now became like a bomb shot. And she was the one leading. She was swaying seductively, holding the mic. She would back the camera, then face the camera. And she was doing all of that. Then she would squirt and do like this and do like that. And people were posting and saying, David dance. Give that. Why? That all the haters, leave this group. Leave this group. She's praising God. That's how she knows how to praise God. If you not praise God, go and do your own. Now, if she was doing that for her husband in their house or in their room, no problem. The problem is that there are many pastors who like it. That thing she did. MJ, you remember some years ago, many years ago, we were with some pastors in our parlor. Many years ago, maybe like 13 years ago, they came to preach in Lagos. Some of them were Lagosians. They now sat in my house. I don't want to talk because the whole place is going to go on fire. And you can imagine, so tell us how you guys spice things up. Me, I don't know how to spice anything up. This is how I froze like a chicken. And I was listening to men, the men of God that were laying hands and making people fall under the anointing. The day before. Say, we have to put on some soft music, you know. And, you know, in my mind, like, you know. But don't let me go into details, gory details. Like, these are your heroes. These are, just know that these are your heroes. Just whoever you think, that's the person. I am telling you that you see the decay we are seeing now, where it was because the leadership the Holy Spirit put in the church came up one day and said, doesn't matter. Even if you are twerking in front of your husband, can you just keep it to yourself? I'm not against the twerking. Don't disciple me, you understand? Just leave it. What happens there's one quote, whatever, in Las Vegas. Let it stay in your Las Vegas. Don't come and tell us how you do it. We don't want to know. I'm a Christian. It's okay. But, you know, I froze. When they asked me to talk, I didn't. What they didn't know is that me, I was the worst of them. What they didn't know is that Ibiti Jesuti Fami, where Jesus brought me from, even after I've been a Christian since 1993, many of those evil things are still in my head. We are still struggling. God is still looking for the remaining ones, trying to drag them out. The things are still. When you are telling me all those things, I'm smiling, but in my mind, like, if you tell your church member this one, someone that is praying for deliverance, he will not pray again now. It was a pastor that gave that girl, looking at the way she dressed, the mic to go and sing. Someone that should be going through deliverance. So the problem we are dealing with in the church and in our personal is, first of all, a problem of lust. It's a problem of desires. And that chamber is where the Holy Spirit also exploits when he wants to talk to us. Have you ever met somebody that you liked and appreciated, and after you prayed like, oh God, is this the will of God? You just know after some time, the feelings went away. Have you had that experience before? You just know you didn't really feel anything. That God was able to tamper with your feelings to take away your desire because he knows this one is not right for you. I am telling you, that chamber of lust and spirit is very close. And if one takes over that space, it becomes increasingly difficult. You will only be hearing God once in a while. Maybe when you are under a very intense atmosphere and the presence of God subdues all the enemies and witches in your mind, you now notice that you just hear, my daughter, do not forget I have chosen you. You will hear it like a faint voice. But you see that spirit that makes you lost. You want to buy things that your salary cannot afford. Those voices are very loud. Have you ever ordered for something without thinking? You just went, pa, 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 order. Pay upon delivery. Abi, how do you do? Pa, pa. Ah! You see, it's always in the things we love. For instance, when it has to do with gadget, electronics, it's a struggle for me. Because those are areas I don't pray. I don't even want God to say don't buy. So I buy before I pray. You understand? So I know that I may not be the best judge of character. If you are talking about things along the way, coming out, yeah, I know it's really cool, you know, this one. It's not me to be telling you what you should do. I'll tell you to get it. This one is even better than that one. He said, Pastor, I came to hear the mind of God. Ah, it's very good. This pastor does not have the mind of God. Let me go and pray. So you, oh my God. So that's my cue to round up. Listen to me. Sometimes we are trying so hard to hear God's voice. Meanwhile, all we need to do is change the channel. Don't try to hear him. Just tune out of the flesh. And what? Tune in. When you do that, you will now find that you will begin to receive new signals. Now, one of the ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us as Christians, for which many of us have glossed over, is what is popularly referred to as the witness or the inner witness. If you read verse 15 and 16 of Romans 8, Romans 8, 15 and 16, very quickly. Somebody help him. For the spirit which you now have is not the spirit of slavery. Now, please, oh my God, I don't know, I've taken so much time. I would have pointed you to the end point of verse 13, which is what? Slavery. That is the end point, but we'll come to that another day. He said, for the spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, the spirit that produces sonship, in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies together with our what? That means that there is a communication channel that flows from the Holy Spirit to our own spirit. It is not something you can fake. If you don't have it, see, let me tell you. If you want to know whether you will make heaven when you die, this is it. It's in this verse. If you see somebody at his deathbed saying, God, I've not been perfect. Whoa. Oh, yes. Yara, yara. Quickly give your life. This one you are saying, you will not make it to. Let me make it worse. If you see someone anointing himself with oil at his deathbed, in the name of the Father, Son, my brother, your heaven is not sure. Because this is not the requirement. The way God knows the ones he has claimed is that he gives them a definite witness. That witness comes to you the day you become a child of God. If you don't have the witness, you don't belong to him. Listen to me. This is very important. This witness is how you will be hearing God for the rest of your life. A lot of people are missing out because they are looking for voices. While what God is giving them is a witness. So that witness is like the light on the express, green, amber, and red. That's the way that thing works. Whoever, do we have any, I think some countries, do they have four colors? I think generally three colors, yeah? If the Holy Spirit is going to speak to most of us, huh? Including the one that claims to be a prophet, he uses the witness. So when you pray, Father, I want to travel to Ibadan. We are going for a business meeting. Father, we ask for your grace. We ask for direction. We ask for whatever it is. You just start praying. What you are waiting for is not necessarily yes or no. It is for either a green light to come on, amber or red. Amber is wait. Green is go. And red is stay where you are. The problem here is that if you are someone that is generally directed by how you feel, I know as a sadiq as you are, I'm going to introduce you, check my status after this service. I will introduce you to sadiq. I will put him on my status. Tonight, I want you people to meet Inspector sadiq. The guy is at Ikeja, Komta Village. How many of you know sadiq? Have you seen his videos before? As sadiq as you are. So I'll just... Once you see, just click like or just like that thing. If you don't register it, I will bring him to church on Sunday. Now, where was I? Now, what you are looking for is to be as neutral as possible when you are praying. I didn't say blank your mind. I said neutral as much as possible. Father, you know, for those of you that want to marry, sometimes your problem is not the person. The problem is that there are two of them. And the two of them are equally capable. One is a fashion designer. The other one works at Chevron. So, these are two good, praise God. If you could have them all, how blessed would it have been? Please help him. If it was possible to have it all, black, light skin, mid-range, over-range. How wonderful shall the presence of the Lord be? But the Lord says one. And there's no way you can be looking at her and be hearing no. There's no way you can be looking at Fumi and God will say no. There's no way you can be looking at Fatima and God will say no. Because of who they are in Christ. Hallelujah. You can't hear no. There's no voice on earth from heaven that will tell you no. As long as you are seeing that face in your mind, lie, lie, you can't hear it. You will never hear it. Your desires are too tempered to hear no. What you will now become is that, Pastor, I'm confused. It seems that the Lord is saying yes. Yes, yes. I say, you are led and under the government of the flesh. If God now wants to punish you, he will just bring Adetun, join. Then you start misbehaving. Because if Adetun is singing, you will praise God more. When you go out, then you'll be tempted to go and join the media team, but you know why. In your mind, you know why. It's not as if you want to serve God. You know why. So I can say, have you connected the cables? Do you? Sadiq! Sadiq! How long? As Sadiq as you are. People in church, we need to do an interview for everybody. Why did you join that team? Because he's getting married soon. I hope we will not stop performing in that team. Because when I'm married, she's getting married very soon. I hope your faithfulness, we can still count on your faithfulness. Because she's getting married. Hallelujah. When you begin to find that the Lord is saying three things at the same time, we already know that two out of those three is not God, is Sadiq, Mr. Flesh. The first thing to do is to disconnect from three of them. Say disconnect. I'm trying to help somebody now. After I go and do something that will put you in trouble. I say disconnect. When you disconnect, go and start staying with your brethren, your brothers, fervent brothers in Christ. Don't tell them you are praying about anything. Just tell them, be doing Bible study. Then pray, fast, pray. Pray for lost souls. Pray for missions. Pray for those who need help from God. Pray, just be praying. Forget about one day. Forget about... because before it was Fatima. But now, because you have ulterior motive, it says one day. One day. One day, one day. One day lag. You would be... Instead of saying Sister Dayton, say tea. Say tea. God, your secret will soon be exposed. I'm telling you how this thing works because I want you to, if I can get you to live here knowing how to hear, you will start from baby steps, you will get to a level in your life, you walk into a business meeting, just by stepping, you say, no, there's nothing here. There is nothing, you have not, they've not done anything wrong, but your spirit has become so sharp. You just see it, you say, no. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. So you need to disconnect. Number two, we need to enter into what I call prayer of alignment. You need to pray and register your desire to be under the government of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit has been waiting. He's not sure if you are ready. And the Holy Spirit is very patient. Thank God that I am not the Holy Spirit. And thank God that many of you are not the Holy Spirit. Sound like my Tumininu. She will just use eraser. Remove your name from the book of life. I don't know who are you. How dare you? Who do you think you are? I'm talking to you. You are bony. Who are you? Can you remove your name? If you like speaking tongues, you are going to hell. Thank God that the Holy Spirit is not man. And it's amazing how patient he can be. With all the things happening. Hey! I love you, take care, Mo. Even do you know that even among we human beings, we don't have patience with each other. We don't have patience. So, do you speak? You see, what makes God God is his character. I'm telling you. It's not power, it's character. You just know that this one, I'll wait for her. She will serve me. This one will serve me. Say, Pastor, let's kill her. She's doing damage. She will come back. So you need to disconnect. You need to pray prayer of alignment to register your commitment to be governed by the Spirit. Number three, you need to now structure your life in a way that makes it easy for you to hear God. You cannot be living your life regularly, normally, and be hearing God normally. You must live your life, especially when you are just starting, in such a way that you are generally not too far away from God in your mind. Spiritually, you are close to God. God lives in you. But in your mind, you may not be close to God. To be close to God in your mind means that you are deliberately doing certain things, whether meditating on the word, praying, you know, intermittently, you are seeking God's face, you are always in church, you are doing things that puts you in the environment where you can easily pick up divine frequencies. Now, I have been using the example of marriages, but let me tell you, you will need this witness more than this area of your marriage. You will need it. Because as you continue to become great in life, people will come around you for different reasons. How do you know who is who? Some of them will come to you with fantastical, oh, sir, do you know we could do this to boost the company? This guy is just looking for an opportunity to sit at the table. He really doesn't have any. He just used ChatGPT to say, my guy is like this. Give me 5 ideas. That will make him, you know, feel impressed that I'm smart. ChatGPT, my guy is like, he's very stubborn. He doesn't listen to advice. So I need 3 great ideas for our creative media agency. Where we do. You just tell your ChatGPT everything about your company. Say he doesn't like simple ideas. He likes very unique ideas, complex things. Papa, give me 10. Make it unique, relatable, accessible. Just give the prompt. That we allow ChatGPT to say, okay, what you're asking for is very hard. If ChatGPT is not talking, go to DeepSeek. Go to Grok. There's another one, Grok. Go far. You see the way you are going far. It's the same way God wants you to be coming far. Because there is more. When Ezekiel was when he felt the water of the river of God, the thing started at his feet. He said, come, there's something more. Listen to me. If you are under the intense heat and you find very cold water, you put your feet there. Do you know how relaxing it is? Yeah, God is saying, no, there's more, come. You see, so, but you need the boldness, the confidence to say, let's go. Then you get there, it gets to your knees. Say, wow. God, how about a swim? Do you want to swim? Say, okay, just take a step further. He said, that's the way God will be encouraging you. And if God now begins to see your seriousness, he will begin to allow you to listen to some messages. He will start, some messages will start popping up on YouTube, start popping up around. You just, who is this man of God? You listen. It's as if that face you are in your life is what the person will be talking about. Say, wow. You now notice that over a period of 2 months, 3 months, you are becoming very changed. You are becoming insulin sensitive. Oh, you are becoming sensitive to the voice and the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you go to a church, you are saying, hey, everybody look, you say, what are you looking at? Look. Say, everybody look. Okay, it's a Nigerian song. Oh, okay. Then you come first Sunday, everybody look. Say, sorry. Where's the pastor? They say he's not in town. When will he be back? Then the pastor comes. I went to one church at Lekki. Waiting so Dick no go see for this Lagos. What I saw, they put me on the altar with the pastor. Well, I just say, well, maybe whatever happens in Lekki stays at Lekki. The pastor now came up to round up the praise worship. He was not least, he's a big man, no? I'm telling you, sir. The more he ended, he said, hey, church, look at this. You know, I froze. Like, he went down. The pastor was, I don't know, there's one. Don't put it on Instagram. You know, the pastor, I didn't see it coming. Like, it just, the old church just cut out all the sisters, they just ran to the altar. Hey! I said, no wonder now church they fool. Now, the dance is not my problem. It's just that, I was someone genuinely seeking God. Like, this is what we danced at the club last 2 weeks now, before I left. It's not the dance. It's that I'm not sure if you are the person this man, if I sit with him, his level of discernment is sharp. When he preaches, he's very hot. But he said, the moment he just came on the altar, I said, hey, choir, look at me. And and then it now looks like whoever is not dancing now. So the dance is not my problem, but it's just that the dance is reminding me of where I walked away from. That's the only problem. Because when you are dancing like this as a man, I don't know what the message you are trying to send to me as a lady. You understand? Those dances are sensual. When you get into your room with your husband, you can be doing that. Don't even let your children know. So they won't think it's the right way to live. Come on, are you here? So they won't think it's the right way to live. So if an average church in Lagos has that kind of pastor who is very motivational, inspiration, but he knows that the reason why the people are coming here is because he allows them to express themselves and they dance. So the sincere Christian who just came to Lagos looking for a good church and he comes, he doesn't know what to think. Again, it is not so much about the dance as it is about what it reminds me of. It is not, because some people, they know how to take things out of context. It's not so much about the dance, but everywhere we dance like this, every one of us in that place, we are walking away from God. Every one of us. That's why there are some problems you will never find in deeper life. Never. The one that you find having some problems, you know this one cannot be here for long. Because we were not so taught. So the moment people say they can't hear God, they can't hear God, most times I don't listen to we can't hear God. I now look at, tell me about how did you make up your mind to take this job? How did you make up your mind to go into this relationship? How did you make up your mind? How do you spend your money? Does God have any say in what you do with your money? Do you know that, ordinarily speaking, I'll share with God's servant this afternoon. Do you know, ordinarily speaking, a pastor or a Levite should not even be doing any other thing. In Yoruba language, they are referred to as Olusha Guton. They stay with the sheep. Huh? They are always in the premises. When you come to the church, they must always be there. There was a time in the land of Israel, the Levites left the temple. Have you read that story before? They left the temple, went to start selling items. They became businessmen. And God became very angry with the nation that my servants are now in the market. Say, hey, potato. Five for 200 naira. Sir, Reverend, say, we have to eat. My wife is at home. Paul said, so that we will not be charged, I have also decided to labor with my hand. Not that that is the original standard. Because if your shop is close to my own, I'm the pastor, you are my job. Eh? You are the church member, and our shop is. So and we are selling provisions together. Then I use my anointing against you. When you want to pray for breakthrough in your business, who do you go to? Is it the pastor that is beside you that is also going to open the shop tomorrow? Or you go and look for wine and wine? So somewhere to make something for you. Many times, if you want to make a decision to grow, you have to look at many of the things that are generally acceptable, then throw them out. Crispies. Throw out the profane. Throw out the vain things. There are things that many of us are doing. We have now become like Gideon's generation. That the angel said, mighty man of valor. He said, we are not experiencing God here. So I don't know why you are referring to me as a mighty man of valor. If many of us make a decision to embrace the government of the Holy Spirit, such that even when you are married, your husband knows that there is somebody after him that you defer to. Don't marry a man. Don't marry a woman who has no regard for the role the Holy Spirit plays in your life. Oh, are you here? And you will not get there now overnight. Oh. It's not where you might be telling him that, sure, you know that I love God. I love. If he didn't see that from the first day, if your decision to honor the Holy Spirit in all things is not one of his motivations for marrying you, anybody can come tomorrow and take you away from him. Anybody. So some of you will leave here tonight and call that guy and say, we need to talk. That's the popular language ladies use. We need to talk. When she ever told you we need to talk. If she tells you need to, you know it's not usually a good conversation. He's laughing. Oh. My own is that if you want to talk, don't do it at night because I'm not available. There's a prophet that said he's not available. So if you want to talk at night, you get the wrong answer from me because I don't make destiny decisions at night. From 8 p.m., my windows start shutting down. If you want to get anything, let me be seeing the sun. Let my eye be clear. Not that I will sign all my life away by 8 p.m. I'll now wake up in the morning and realize that, where's my purse? They say, you gave it out to your wife. Yeah, where's my car? They say, your wife. Last night, I know they do. Make the break. You have to know your weakness. And plan very well. Before you don't wake up and say, you sign. Now wake up and say, you don't have any. Say, where's my sister? She has left. She left for where? Say, she went to the UK. Will you came back with? I said, what? Say, you told her to take it. Say, me? After eating a heavy plate of pounded yam, you now sign away everything. If you don't know how powerful women are, you will be reckless. So you have to, you know, just calculate yourself. Say, okay, is it about the money? Let's talk about it in the morning. When your eye is clear, Because the way Adetonwu is looking at you, you will not want her to talk. You just say, how much? You that you are owing somebody, that you promise the person that tomorrow is come and credit. The way Adetonwu just looking at you. She's not talking, she's just looking at you. Say, how much? Don't come, how much? Say, okay, let me add extra 100,000 for you, for your stress, you know. Just say, thank you. You are finished. But women, I have to tell you, it's your power, use it. Men too, know your power, use it. Hallelujah. Let's close up here. Let's round it up here. If you want to, let's go and fix this first part. If this witness, we've not really touched it, but maybe on another day we'll talk about how the witness actually operates. But the first thing I want us to go and do today is to take our submission, which we have given to our desires. Take it back. Take it to the Holy Spirit. And I know why most people don't like the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is a killjoy. If you tell him you want to eat something, he will tell you no fast. The Holy Spirit, once you ask him anything, is no. He specializes in saying no. So, maybe God gave us, one man of God said, God gave us brain so that we can give God rest. So he decided to follow that one. Instead of allowing God to take the brain and the will, you gave God everything except the brain. You kept that one, that in case God wants to put you in trouble, you will quickly use your brain and help yourself. Somebody, the Holy Spirit came to, I say, Adaku. You know when the Holy Spirit comes, he has been observing you. Say, you are a Kura. He said, Adaku. The Holy Spirit said, is it the way he does? He said, Adaku. I've been seeing the wisdom of this world. This your own is different. If I try to catch you here, you go there. If I go here, you go. If I try to stay in two places, you will appear in another. Adaku, won't you come back to the house? Once the matter involves Kunle or Michael or Femi or where, we will not see you again. Until they break your heart, then you come and sit down in front. Believe me, hearing God's voice is not as hard if you take away all the things creating wrong signals. Take your will, your desire, your emotion, give it to the Holy Spirit and say, from today, take, it's your own. Then promise the Holy Spirit that for every major decision, say major, that you need to make, you will not do it until you have heard from him. When the Holy Spirit looks at you, he will now test you with something very small. For some people, they will hear things like, don't wear this clothes today. Don't wear this dress. And that day will be a day that, even when you wore that dress, you are feeling yourself. Just say, no. Don't wear this. Just put on your company t-shirt and jeans. He won't even say, just wear. Now, the question is, Holy Spirit, what does that have to do with anything? That's the thing. He doesn't have to do it. He's trying to train you. You know, when you are in AI, they'll say, train your model. He's trying to train you. Because now you came with yourself and say you want to follow him. So he wants to train you. He will tell you that this mini gown, you can't wear it to the altar. Say why? Say no answer. But don't wear it. Say it's just Riaza. Say don't wear it. Then you tell the brother, you have turned yourself to gym instructor. Go and cancel your gym subscription. Meanwhile, you just met Amaka and Nonye and Tumininu. And they are even asking you to train them personally. They are not asking you to teach them the word, but they are asking you to train them. And you now have plenty beards. See all those gym instructors, plenty beards. Be careful. All of them are Sadiq. The way this thing is going, I will start my own gym. But I don't know if any of you will be willing to come and register, because it's the man who will be playing there. See, now church is quiet. Somebody said, Pastor, we are just using the song to I say, well, you, that since the day you gave your life to Christ, all the lyrics of Lil Kim and all those evil worshippers of Satan and the ones in Nigeria, you have them in your head. You now say you want to gym. Where that is the song. They'll now be doing like this. Say you need to sweat it out. After 3 weeks, your prayer life, you can't find it again. How many of you know where your Bible is at home? There are people that are looking for their Bibles now. They don't know where that Bible is in their house. They don't know where it is. So some of you are listening to me now. You actually don't have Bible again. You are not lying to yourself. Say, I have different versions here. You see, Sadiq. Even Sadiq is laughing at you. Say your Bible is here. There are some kind of study you cannot do with this one. You must open a real Bible. Mark, take your note. Write what you are learning. The Lord will help us. Now listen to me. If we begin to work on this, before the end of this year, you will notice that one of the things the Holy Spirit will be doing for you is that it will make your heart become very sensitive. Please, are you hearing me? When you hear people say, "Thus hear the Lord," many times it is not a voice, it is sensitivity. It is, you just, and you have mastered that voice to the point where you know that anytime you feel something like that, you need to be careful because God is saying something. You cannot master God's voice by sleeping on the internet, by typing amen to fire prayers. If you want to master and grow in these things, the purpose of fire prayer is different. If it's about being able to learn to hear God's voice under in a season of crisis, you have to be under the government of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm saying. And to be under the government of the Holy Spirit is very simple. It means that your desires, your tastes, your choices, your decisions are no longer under your control primarily, and it's no longer under the control of how you feel. That's what it means. So don't think it's a very big term. That's just what it means. And listen to me, wherever you are right now, whether you are 10 years or you are 50 or 60, you can take a step closer to God in this area. And my prayer for everyone is that before the end of this year, you begin to hear God clearly. I say you begin to hear God clearly in the name of Jesus. One of the most powerful things you can hear is when you have a very fantastic deal in front of you, worth say $500 million or $1 million or 100 million naira, and the Lord is saying, "Don't do it." Can you even hear God in that moment saying, "Don't do it"? I'm ashamed. Will we do it? This is for the Lord's glory. $100 million. What is $100 million? It's too much. $5 million. It's too much. $500,000. We'll do it. Say, it will require Sunday. Say, don't worry. We'll do it. So if you are getting a job that takes you away from God's presence, continuously, we know who you are serving. You are serving Mammon, not God. The Lord will help us. Please go and look at verse 13 critically. Begin to look at the area of desires. Pastor Kwe, please, you can take the stage now. You look at your desires critically. It may take a while, but you look at them. I bet you, if you take away this factor, your ability to know the mind of God will increase by 50%. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we pray for everyone listening to this sound and for those that will yet listen. We ask for the grace of God to bring us to a place of repentance. We ask for the mercy of God to bring us to a place of accurate hearing. We will not be led by money. We will not be led by desires. We will not be led by the flesh. We will not take decisions that offend you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking over everyone here that, Lord, by reason of this service and the word we have heard, that you will lead us, you will guide us into that place of accurate leadership and guidance by the Holy Spirit. And Father, we yield ourselves to you and we'll receive instruction in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.